Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Stegman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Law takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Law is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pachyoruk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Armas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Armas reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Armas moves to third. 2 outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lazinski moves to second. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Law hits a line drive towards third. Boggs catches it and throws to second to double up Lazinski. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fletcher for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Law is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Law hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Lazinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lazinski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lazinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Paciorek moves to second. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stegman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stegman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman takes first base on ball 4. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards short. Fletcher catches it and throws to first to double up Gettman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. Fletcher moves to second. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Law goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a pop-up towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stegman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stegman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Law reaches second base with a double. Luzinski moves to third. Scott Fletcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second. Remy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. Easler strikes out. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Armas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orick scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paciorek strikes out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines pinch hits for Dave Stegman. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Mike Squires now playing first base. Harold Baines now playing right field. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher can't make a play. That's a base hit. Britt Burns now pitching. Jerry Remy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to third. Remy moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Miller scores. Remy moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jim Rice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Easler is 0-for-3 in the game. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Vance Law. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dibzinski. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Dibzinski steals second. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fletcher is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dibzinski moves to third. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gedman for a passed ball. Dibzinski scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, White Sox. Rudy Law batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards the mound. Clear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing third base. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Armas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton pinch hits for Rich Gedman. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nichols is 0-for-3 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cruz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ron Reed now pitching. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Nichols steals second. Ed Jurek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Jurek reaches third base with a triple. Nichols scores. It's Red Sox, 7, White Sox, 7. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Jurek scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Jackie Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gutierrez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Stanley now pitching. Gary Allinson now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jurek fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards third. Jurek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.